Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 617. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello. I didn't know you were going to do it last night.
I was trying to make it funny. And, of course, no friend of the show, Marshall 205, this week.
Now, he did have surgery this week, yes. So I guess he gets a pass. But we both know that even if he hadn't, he wouldn't have made it up two times in a row. Like, there's no way he could have woke up in time.
We'll see him again in a couple months.
Yeah, he just strictly can't be trusted.
No.
It's not that hard to just wake up and be an adult, but he just can't. He can't seem to do it.
But he can do it when he's working, but can't do it for this.
Yeah, he can't do it when it's free.
Mm-hmm. He struggles going to sleep at night, too. He'll fall asleep on us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't play with him as much as he does. He still do it? Is he still falling asleep when we're playing?
Not really. It happens, but it does not happen very often anymore.
Because you guys ain't stayed up until 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. I think it's that 11:30 midnight. No, right?
Yeah, I've been going to bed a lot earlier also. Just because I don't. I'm tired of also being tired every day.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We've definitely been both going to bed earlier. Well, actually, I don't know that he does. I go to bed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He stays up and still is dead ass tired.
I listened to a podcast and they had a sleep doctor on there, and he was showing all the benefits of actually getting 5 hours sleep, 6 hours sleep, 7 hours sleep, 8 hours sleep, what it does to your body over a period of time. And
yeah,
that changed me to where I don't stay up. And so I've been going to bed a little earlier.
It's hard though. I mean, you get in such a habit of staying up.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to make that switch.
It is. And then to even try to like force yourself to sleep. Cause sometimes I'm like still up and I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm not ready to go to sleep yet. I'm still wide awake.
There is no worse feeling to me than just laying. Like just laying in every thought that you've ever had running through your mind.
Yeah.
Like you just, it's everything. I mean, you're thinking about work. You're thinking about dumb stuff. You're thinking about the third grade as a grown up. Like you're just, your head is everywhere.
Yep, it is. I was just saying about the same thing. So, yeah, back when I was a little kid, thinking of, doing this and doing that.
It super sucks. That is like the worst feeling to me when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens a lot.
That sucks. I don't have that problem. Usually, maybe once every 2 weeks, I had that. I'll say it's harder for me to go to sleep than normal.
I think it's just because I'm so used to staying up late for so long that my body still fights it a little bit. Like it's going to take a little while to get me reprogrammed, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
do you wake up early or what time you?
Yeah, that's what I still struggle with is I'm still up. Like I'm still getting the same amount of sleep, I feel like. Because I'm just waking up earlier.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'd like to try to continue to do it, to make that effort.
Yeah, what is weird is in my bed, I wake up usually between 5:30 and 6 o'clock, even if I'm off. My body just wakes me up. Now, if I'm on vacation, sleeping in another bed or at a friend's house or whatever, I can sleep in.
That's weird. It's like your body knows.
Yeah.
Like your body's on vacation mode.
Yeah, literally the one day when we were down in Florida on vacation, I slept until almost 9 o'clock. Went to bed like at 11, woke up until around 9.
Yeah. I don't sleep in very often. If I'm sick, I will. If I like have to take NyQuil or something. But besides that, I usually just don't. That internal clock goes off.
Yeah.
You're over here yawning now like you should have went.
No.
Got a little more sleep last night.
It's like the third or fourth yawn I've had. So with the in the weather, I mean, where it's cold now, I feel like I want to be bundled up and warm, but I still just wake right up.
Yeah. Now you sleep with like a lot of blankets. Are you a blanket guy?
No, just one big blanket and a sheet. That's it.
Yeah. I do one blanket. I'm a no sheet kind of guy.
I have to have a sheet. It just blanket just feels weird.
Yeah, I don't do the sheet.
You know, right now we have our what we call our winter sheets are a little bit thicker. Mm-hmm. They hold heat in more, and so we're using those compared to our summer sheets, which are a little thinner. It has nothing to do with the thread count on this one's actually not as much as the other ones, but the one we're using now, and we change our sheets out once a month, usually the first weekend of the month, or that first or second or third, whatever the day it's on.
Yeah.
I try to change the sheets out and wash all the bedding and stuff.
Yeah, you got to keep the bedding washed. Mm-hmm. I've always been a one blanket guy, and I don't like a sheet. I toss and turn constantly. I get all wrapped up.
I used to have that problem where with my hands, I would cuff them, and I would put them in between my chest, and I'd put pressure, like I would squeeze it, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night, my hands all falling asleep. Be hurting for days and days and days.
Yeah. I get myself all mixed up if I don't. I got to keep things easy. With one, so I'll turn over, and usually when I toss and turn, I'm awake. So when I turn over, like, I can adjust one blanket. But if I had the sheets wrapped around, plus I had a blanket, it's too much.
Are you a toes in, toes out?
No, I'm completely covered.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Well, except your head, because I don't want to die.
Yeah, no, there's people. I have a friend who sleeps with the blanket over his head. My wife sleeps with her feet out. I don't think that's safe. Yeah, no.
A lot of people sleep with their feet out. I don't think you should have a blanket over your head.
No, me neither.
I would be a good candidate to get in a sleeping bag. Yeah, I'd be a good candidate for a sleeping bag, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that before. You said you would just sleep in a sleeping bag if you could.
Yeah, I want just a weighted sleeping bag that's got a little fur on the inside, like a little fuzzy.
Right.
And then in the winter, I just want or in the summer, I just want a regular ass sleeping bag.
Mm. Now don't you do the AC thing in the blanket, like underneath?
No.
You do that? Who did that? Was it Dan? Someone had the little machine that goes up to the.
The bed. I know I'm familiar with the machine, but I don't have it. The thing's expensive.
I forgot. I thought one of us had it.
8 Sleep or whatever is like a few thousand dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I can't afford that. I'm out here just sweating.
Now, is your blanket heated or just a plain?
Not just a plain.
Is it a big, thick?
It's a thicker blanket, but it's not like a comforter.
It's not like a wool.
Mm-mm, no. As I get older, I for sure feel like I get colder easier, but I'd still just do I would call it like a medium thickness blanket. Like, it doesn't provide the warmth of a comforter, but I don't want that either.
Yeah. Now, when you're sitting on the couch watching TV, are you got your little blanket on or no?
Yeah, I'll do a blanket. I'll do a heated blanket out there too if I get cold.
Mm.
On the couch, I'll do a heated blanket. But when I get ready to sleep, I can't do a heated blanket. First off, the cord is a hazard for me.
Yeah.
I'll have that thing wrapped around my neck. But also, I just my temp does go up when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, Sorry, I was trying to look at something. I was looking at blankets. I was trying to find something specific, but couldn't find it. With me, I usually just have a light blanket on if I'm out and watching TV. Because I get hot really quick.
Yeah, I use a heated blanket, but I'll put it up to like 3 or 4, and I drop it down to 1, then I turn it off, and I put it back up to 3. I just constantly fidget with it.
Just can't find that right setting.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Now, when you're just sitting out there, when you're cold or anything, are you a hot cocoa person? Do you drink like something hot?
I mean, I'll drink a hot cocoa, but I'm not like weekly or daily or anything. Like, I'll have one. I'll probably have like 3 hot chocolates through the course of winter.
Yeah, I'm almost just had my second one last night.
Yeah.
One of the super cold
days. I like them when they're around.
Yeah, about a week ago, I had another one because it was really cold in the house.
Now, I do like I like a soup or a chili or things like that during the winter.
No, see, I'm opposite. I want cold stuff. I want ice cream. And
yeah, see, cold. I like a hearty, like warm from the inside meal during the winter.
I feel like I would drink drink more cold stuff and eat more cold stuff during the winter. And then during the summer, I want more hot stuff to eat. So during the winter, I'm eating more of like spicier type foods. If I snack on a bag of chips, it's more of the hot chips. Now during the winter, I don't really eat the hot food or hot chips or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I like a hearty meal. And in the summer, I mean, I'll have a super chili during the winter too, but like in the winter, it just feels right.
I say I'm not a super chili guy either.
Yeah. Yeah. I like a good soup.
I'll do a soup if I'm not feeling well. That's about it.
Yeah. Like a noodle, like a chicken noodle.
Yeah.
Chicken and rice kind of deal.
Yeah. It's the only time I eat soup, vegetable soup, something like that.
Yeah. No, I like a soup. Now I don't do I like a homemade soup. I'm never like craving like a can of Campbell's. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just not craving it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not opposed to a good soup or a chili or a stew.
Mm-hmm.
I like a stew.
No, I'm not a stew person either.
Yeah, you eat like three things, so none of this shocks me.
Right. A beef stew.
Yeah, I like a beef stew. It's good.
Yeah, my dad used to make that stuff. Ugh.
Yeah, it's hearty. It's good for you.
Grows hair in your chest, as my dad would say.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's apparently what happened to me.
Right. A fur coat.
Yeah. My parents were stew and soup people growing up, so and chili and all that. They weren't like a go-to. They weren't every night, but yeah.
Yeah, I think I said it before, is like growing up, my dad was always deployed and gone, so my mom really didn't cook, so she was always like the easy stuff. That's why I eat the way I am now. Macaroni and cheese, hot dogs, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, spaghetti, just whatever, Hot Pocket, whatever's quick and easy, that's what my mom made. She didn't know how to make any food. And she's still like that today, barely makes anything food-wise. It's just something she can hook up, put on the microwave.
Yeah, I get that. But you got to – I understand that's why you eat that way, but at some point it's on you to expand your horizons.
And I've tried. I mean, my wife makes a lot of different stuff. I just don't like the food.
Like you got to open that up.
I've dealt with that. I've added Mexican food, like going to Mexican restaurants. I was out of the question for years. I've opened it up over the last like 10 years.
Yeah. I think you got to keep opening it up though. Like I think you've opened it up enough to where you can say you've opened it up, but I don't think you've pushed past that.
No, I'm still diehard, just something easy.
Yeah. 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 Doesn't that get boring though?
It does.
You eat like the same 12 things always.
Right. Hey, so the joke is, hey, so as long as it's got a burger, we can eat there because you're able to eat a burger.
Yeah, but don't you ever want to not be the burger guy?
I do, and sometimes I will try something else, but it's not often. It's like once in a blue moon.
Yeah. I mean, there's staple things that I like, but I almost always try something new to a place I haven't been. Now, you learn like, hey, I like this from there. And a lot of times I'll get that same thing when I go to that place. But when I go somewhere new and I like new places, I'll try something new. Like I'm not – now if it's a burger place, like if it's a burger place, I'm going to get a burger.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a pasta place, I'm going to get pasta.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't – like every menu doesn't have to have chicken tenders on it for me. Like I can eat other things.
And that's my mom. My mom's like, she'll eat chicken tenders. If she sees it, I was like, dude, there's anything else. You're not paying for it. We're paying for it. So just eat whatever you want.
I like you calling somebody else for not eating variety.
Oh, because so
like, you don't have to eat chicken tenders. Give me a burger.
Right.
What do you put on your burger?
Depends on the place. Sometimes it'll be like just bacon, cheese. Sometimes it's lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise.
Gotcha.
But it always has to. One thing, it has to have cheese.
Do you eat vegetables?
Yeah.
Like you'll just eat a veggie as a side.
Yeah, green beans, mashed potatoes, carrots, corn. Broccoli. No, I don't do corn.
Corn's legit.
No, I used to eat corn all the time. I can't eat corn anymore.
What about so you'll eat broccoli? What about cauliflower?
Sometimes if it has like a cheese option, or it can come with cheese.
Yeah, you want to just do it straight.
Yeah, I know. I don't want
your broccoli have to have cheese too.
No,
you can do it straight.
I can do it straight, but I prefer the or extra butter, like buttery.
What about asparagus?
No, I'm not a fan of asparagus.
Brussels sprouts?
Nope, I have no Brussels sprouts. Green beans, green peas.
No, oh, you like peas?
Yeah, no lima beans.
You like regular peas or you like them creamed?
Either or.
Yeah. I like peas. I feel like peas are underrated. It's something that I don't have very often. But when I do, I'm always like, hey, I like peas all right.
Mm-hmm. Now, I like corn. Corn on the cob, corn, cream corn. Yeah. But I just don't eat it no more. Something happened and I read something or seen something. And I just, after that, I just can't like look at corn the same again.
You could tell me anything and it would not deter me from eating corn. That's how much I like corn. It's probably my favorite vegetable. Mm. I love a fresh green bean also, but man, I love potatoes. Corn's special.
Yeah, see, now with potatoes, I could do a baked potato, mashed potatoes, chunky tomatoes. Yeah.
When you do a baked potato, do you eat the peel?
Sometimes, yes, and sometimes no. It depends on how much salt is on the outside, like if it tastes good. I know you eat the whole thing.
So, that's what I was going to say. When I grew up, I never knew there was an option to not eat the whole thing.
Yeah, right.
I mean, when I was a kid, it's like you ate the whole potato. And that's at my mom's house, at my dad's house, it didn't matter. We ate the whole potato. And then when I get out here in the real world, I understand that most people don't eat the peel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of people have like a real issue with the peel.
Yeah, one of the first times we went to Wendy's and we both got the potato. And
the bacon air? Yeah.
No, the potato.
Oh, yeah. The I meant the potato with bacon and cheese on it.
No, you got the bacon. You got the potato and you ate the peel. And I'm like, are you eating the peel? And you're like, do you not eat the peel? And I'm like, no, I'm all like scraping the inside out.
Yeah.
I was like, sometimes if it gets in there, sometimes it doesn't. It depends on, I said, how tasty the outside is. If they butter it.
And I think that's more common. I think not eating the peel is way more common.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think most people don't eat the peel. I'll just eat it.
Yeah, you're one of the only people that I know that I'm close with that eats the peel.
I still eat it.
You don't care.
Now, what if you get like smashed red potatoes or something? They have the peel in them. Do you pick around that?
No, I'll eat that.
Yeah. What's the difference?
I don't know. Just, I don't know. I know. I would say the outside of the potato is touched by hands. And when you go to a restaurant.
So is it on those little ones too.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know. It's just different.
Yeah. They also touched all your food. Just so you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, the potato wasn't the only thing they touched. They touched it all.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I don't care. If touching my food is all they do to it, I think I'm in good shape.
Oh, I've seen it. I've worked in restaurants. I know what can be done. Yeah. Like, here, at this. Yeah,
I can eat that. You're going to eat the outsides there?
Oh, yeah, I'll eat the outsides on that all day.
Can you search if a potato peel is good for you?
No, I think it is.
It can be bad for you because people would tell you not to eat it. Potato peel good for you. Look, somebody was on it.
Yes, potato peels are good for you and contain many nutrients and minerals.
They have fiber, antioxidants, potassium, minerals,
phytonutrients,
anti-inflammatory compounds, and resistant starch.
Oh, yeah, I can do a good potato with butter, just butter, cheese, cream cheese.
Yeah. Now, I know what you're talking about. You put some of that like rock salt on the outside of the peel before you roll it, wrap it up, and bake it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's real good, but yeah, I'll eat that bitch with nothing on it.
But butter, if you can butter the outside of it, you give it a little flavor.
So when I'm cutting a potato, like it'll have, like, I don't eat the peel by itself. Like, I'm just taking it with bites.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right there, like that.
Yeah, but see what I'm cutting through that? I'm going to take the whole thing.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, I'll take that whole piece. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Now, I have a friend, we ate potatoes, and they peeled the potato off, and then you had the inside of the potato as part of your meal, and then the outside potato, they, like, cooked it like a chip.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could do that, though.
So it was, like, crunchy. And I was like, damn, this is pretty good. And they were scooping it in to get like the sour cream and the butter and some of the potato out because of the way they had it. Because you can use it as like a little potato scooper.
Yeah. Now, do you eat like potato skin? You talk, like the appetizer?
Like this? No.
No. Type in potato skin. That's potato peel chips, what you pulled up, which I think is kind of what you were talking about. I'm talking about a potato skin.
You want this?
Yes.
Yeah, I eat that.
Yeah. It's like an appetizer, right? It's a baked potato that's hauled out and then filled with cheese and bacon and some of the actual potato a lot of times. Sour cream goes on top, chives.
Oh, look at that. That looks good.
Doesn't that look good? Mm-hmm. You dip that thing in like some sort of ranch or butter or something. I like sour cream on mine.
Oh, there's some mini ones right there.
Somebody spent a long time making those perfect, too.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to whoever did that.
I know. Well, there we go right there. Looks like some little bacon in it. We're talking about food, as usual.
Yeah, I didn't have any breakfast either, so I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I didn't eat anything. But yeah, we get these TGI Friday potato things.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, we get those. So that's one of the few things that I eat that a normal person eats.
Yeah, well.
One of the small few.
I think it's weird that you eat potatoes. They seem like, not potatoes, like baked potatoes. They seem like a thing you wouldn't eat, knowing how picky you are.
Yeah, no, where I get picky is my green beans. Like, I just want green beans specific. I don't want the ham or whatever, the bacon inside the green beans or anything like that. I just want the green beans. Now, we may have talked about this before. We were talking about this at the work the other day because we were eating. We had like a little going away party for somebody who works with us. They're leaving us after the person, she's pregnant and she's going to have the baby, and this will be her second baby in like 2 years. So she's leaving us, going to be a stay-at-home mom for a while. Well, some people are mixing their food together and eating it, and some people don't want their food to touch the other food. And so we're talking about like that, and oh, you don't mix up, you don't do this, you don't do that. And it was pretty interesting how like so many different people in there were from like Ohio, California, Texas, Tennessee, even some people from each other. Like two people grew up in Dover, Tennessee, which is close to where we live. And one will mix the food, one doesn't want anything to touch their food at all.
Yeah. I think a lot of it has to do with how you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, food is one of those things where, like I said, I had no idea that it was weird to eat the peel.
Yeah. Oh, I remember you telling us about how you do your cereal. You have the bowl that has the milk on one side and the cereal on the other. You just grab it and dip it and eat it. You don't pour a bowl and pour milk in it, then eat it that way because it gets too soggy.
That's correct. Now, if I'm in a rush, I will like, I'll do mini bowls. So I pour just like an inch of cereal on the bottom and I pour a splash of milk in and I eat it real quick. Mm. And I'll do like 8 mini bowls of cereal, which account for like 1 real bowl. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so what you're looking at there, that's my preferred method where I can determine when I'm ready for the cereal to come over. It's a split bowl.
It's got the little opening where you can just slide the, push it in.
Yeah, the bowl that I use does not have that opening, but it's same design. You do have to like actually shovel it in. I prefer it that way.
Mm-hmm. Do you still eat cereal?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Are you the kids kind of cereal, or more of the healthier
kind? Both. You know, right now I've got some Cookie Crisp that I'm getting into.
Oh yes.
But like Honey Bunches of Oats is my favorite. And I would say most people think that's a grown up cereal. They're all nothing but sugar.
Oh yeah. When I'll go down to Cookie, I'll see all these ones that, cause I don't eat that kind of stuff. Like these Reese Puffs or Oreos.
I'll eat all those. I'll do all those. Captain Crunch, Lucky Charms.
Teddy Grahams. Oh, Teddy Grahams are so good back in the day.
Yeah. I'll do all those.
Oh, see, with my Captain Crunch, I like to have the berries with it.
The oops all berries or just some berries?
Just has some kind of berries in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I eat all that stuff. Honey Bunches of Oats are my favorite. I like Frosted Flakes. I think they're classic.
Yep. Sugar snacks, no. I don't like, never liked sugar snacks.
I'll do the sugar snacks. So I like Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles, Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, I like all that. But yeah, I'm pro cereal. I think cereal is an awesome dessert.
For breakfast. There you go. I was going to say,
now, yeah, I don't eat it for breakfast. I eat it for dessert. I never have cereal for breakfast, ever.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
That's all I used to have it as. I
couldn't tell you the last time.
Oh, I would ever eat it for, or it's only breakfast.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is awesome, too.
Mm. Oh, yes, it is.
Yep. Yep, I love cereal. We should get into games because I'm going to be on a short timeline.
All right, so let's get into some gaming news real quick. A couple small ones. So for PlayStation, the 30th anniversary, they added some themes on there for that in a startup menu. Mm-hmm. Did you pick one when you did?
I left it on the 30th anniversary, which is what it defaults to.
Yeah, same here.
Which is a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool.
I did look at the 1, 2, and the 3 to get an idea of what to see what mm-hmm. they look like. They're mainly the same, but a little bit difference here and there. Now, did you like the old school PlayStation startup screen when you started it
yeah.
up?
Yeah. Yeah, I think all that's awesome.
Yeah. And it's apparently it's just a limited time, but there is a petition that people are doing to keep it. So you don't lose the themes. You can always keep the themes.
Yeah, I think that's what they should do. I think they should. It's fine to revert back to what it's supposed to be, but I think you keep it because why not? Mm-hmm. People sometimes want a dose of nostalgia, and I don't know why you take that from them because you already made them. It doesn't hurt anything to keep them.
Yeah. And now people are talking about that there's ways you're going to be able to keep it. They're trying to find a download where you can download it, go to a website and put it like download onto your PlayStation when they take it away. Some workarounds. And let's see where we go. Next one is old Sean Layden has come out and he was talking to Eurogamer and he was saying that he feels that games are just too long now. And you're spending hundreds of hours in a game compared to back in the day, you would spend 20, 30 hours into a game. And it's causing gamers just to play one game instead of multiple games.
Sean Layden's had a lot of hot takes since he left Sony.
Mm-hmm.
I would say he's not wrong. Games, for a long time, I think a game's value became determined by its length, which I is not fair. It's not correct. It's not the right way to do it.
Yeah.
But I also understand that people are on a budget, and if you can only buy one game, it probably should be a 120-hour game.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, I mean, you know, anyone that's listened for a long time, I don't like a 100-hour experience.
Right.
I long for that 15-hour experience or less. Give me less. A 3 to 4 hour experience is so perfect for me because I can see it through.
Right. Because, you know, people would complain, oh, this game is $60 and you can play for 100 hours, or this game is $60 and you can beat it in 3 hours.
Yeah. But was it good? Was it a great experience? Did it give you feels? Like, are you going to remember it? Like, to me, all that matters is that your experience was good. It doesn't matter to me that you spent 80 to 100 hours in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you spent forever in Ghost, but I'll be honest with you, it all seemed damn miserable.
But yeah, I just spent a lot of time in it.
A long game. You got value out of it, but you seemed miserable the whole time. Like, no thanks. I don't know if it's because you chose to go to the Platinum. I don't know if that game is just longer than it needs to be.
Oh, it was the, I don't know if it just of going for the Platinum.
You know, if it didn't hit with you. But, like, for me, like, I don't want that for me. I bounce off of things that aren't fun and things I do like. I try to blow through to make sure I get them done. Mm-hmm. But anything above 15 hours kind of pushing it for me. I think that 15 to 20 is a sweet spot, but I would go more towards that 10 to or maybe 12 to 15.
How long is Astrobot? About 15 hours, you said?
Yeah, probably something like that. Maybe a little longer to get the Platinum. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, did secure the Platinum last night of that.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
So he was finally able to get it. So, yeah. Yeah, it's probably something like that. Astrobot's a great game, but I still went right through it because I was afraid if I took a break, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure, I would not finish. So,
all right, okay, we skipped over to games we played. So, did you guys
play anything? All I played was Expeditions, and there's nothing really to talk about.
Yeah, so I played Bee Simulator. finished it, and I fucked up, and I have to replay it if I want to do the platinum.
That's probably not a game I'd want to replay.
No. I tried. There's two missions that you have to get story-wise, and I didn't do it. So you have to go back, and it's like chapter 7 to in around chapter 7 is when the one thing comes in. So I'm like, I'm not doing that. And then I found all the little bees, but it only credited me for 5 of them. So I went around, tried to find them again. It still only credited me for 5 of the bees.
That's weird. So it must be a you thing, because that game, I played through it and got the platinum, no problem on it.
Yeah, so it glitched me out somehow. And it said online there's a few bugs with some of those. It registering you finding certain things, even the animals. Like, you have to go around and find, like, the different animals. Some people, they found it, it'll go up to it multiple times. It won't register it at all.
It's weird.
Yeah, so I'm not going to go back and replay that game. I haven't figured out a game when I'm going to play it. Besides that, now I'm going to find something. I got to find something else. All right, next thing, news-wise. There's the petition. The PlayStation Stars. I sent a text for y'all to look at the PlayStation Stars. It has a lot of cool little things on there for the 30th anniversary rewards. There's so many. They did the little memory cards in different colors. Apparently, there's some games that glitched out. You have to play a certain game to get it, and the game does not register at all. Some people are deleting the game and reinstalling it.
I've had an awful lot of issues with PlayStation Stars.
Yeah. So I pretty much caught up. I got everything on the PlayStation Stars I can get without buying a game. So I'm completely done for me. I got, I think, 150 extra points. So I got 5,000 points I need. So I got 2 gift cards I can get. Next one, the PlayStation wrap-up. The year-end wrap-up's coming up soon. So we'll be getting that. Friend of the show, Pat Man, sent this little thing saying it's coming soon. So make
sure. Tuesday, December 10th, I think.
Yeah. So the day after you listen to this, if you listen to us on day of. And I sent, what do you think was going to happen? You didn't respond. You have any predictions on?
No, I'm sure Pat Man played the most.
Yeah.
I feel pretty confident with that. It's probably one of the lower years I've had because I play a lot of Xbox this year.
Yeah. And you have all the other stuff. So you had the Steam Deck. You played a bunch on there. All right. Saying on some PlayStation news, PlayStation VR 2 will get hand tracking support soon.
That's cool. It does eye tracking. You put the hand tracking with it. The things, you know, having had a little time in it now, it's pretty sophisticated. It's it's a very good product that I think is unfortunately overshadowed by the versatility of the Quest.
Mm-hmm.
Quest already does hand tracking. The Quest still doesn't have a cord. The Quest is still don't need another attachment. I mean, it's just, you know, I put the PSVR 2 on. I played some games in it. It's very good. And if it was not for the Quest, I think it would be in a different light right now.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is good, as long as they keep on expanding and trying to do stuff. Maybe they'll get where they don't need a cord.
Yeah.
For the PlayStation VR 3. All right, some news. EA has pledged 23 more accessibility patents are opening it up. So they're going to open up 23 patents to the public, which I think is pretty good.
That's cool.
And apparently they've done it before, so they're opening up more. Foam Stars is a game. Didn't you guys play that?
No.
Okay. Well, Foam Stars is leaving in January.
Yeah, I think it initially looked like a Splatoon ripoff, and I think as people played it, it wasn't really that, but it also wasn't really fun. And this doesn't shock me. The player count has struggled since this thing launched. So
yeah, so they're under their last season starts December 13th, and it will run through January 17th, and after that, the game it will no longer be supported. Next soon, there's what Ubisoft, there's a big buyout with Tencent. The big owners, the Guillemot family, they want to stay on as the main ownership group while everyone else is wanting out. So they're saying that most of the people are probably going to consider a buyout and just leave buy it, like the Gaumont family take it or not, or sell to somebody else.
So Ubisoft, I don't know that they have enough money to buy it back.
Yeah.
You know, Ubisoft is one of those companies that as the games have gotten longer, theirs have gotten bloated and it takes longer and more people to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people to make 120 hour, 200 hour Assassin's Creed.
Right. Xbox news. Xbox has some new controllers coming out from the Scuf, controllers. Squid Game too. The new season's coming out and inspired by Squid Game. It's this bright or the darker army green one and this pink one with a little circle that looks like with it.
The green one's fun because it's got like the player number on it.
Mm-hmm. There's like the little doll holding two controllers there.
The creepy doll. They ought to give that away.
Have you ever looked at the Scuf controller?
I don't like third-party controllers. Doesn't matter what they are. I've seen them. Yeah. I've never held one.
And my brother loves the Scuf controllers. He's all right. Minecraft has a new update. They're doing an avatar themed. It's called Rites of Passage. Still haven't been in Avatar since we turned the servers back on.
You mean Minecraft?
I mean, not Avatar. Yeah, Minecraft. Haven't been in there.
We've never been in Avatar.
Yeah. The Minecraft.
Just the once.
Mm-hmm.
I got in one time with a friend of the show, Marshall 205, and never again.
Oh, no. I showed you Turtle Island. That's right.
Also, we got in twice.
Yeah, because I showed you Turtle Island.
So we played once when you weren't on.
Mm-hmm. All right. The Nintendo alarm clock. The Alarmo is coming, but they push it back. There's a delay.
I got so close to pre-ordering that like 12 times and then just kept talking myself out of it. I only wanted it because I thought it would fail and it would be a collector's item.
Mm-hmm.
But I ultimately did not.
Next one. There's this Nintendo Switch mod that modders are doing. Here's a performance, and I want to just show you the
shell. The SoC for the increase.
The shell of this. It's coming up in a second. There it is.
Oh, they've turned it into like a little mini desktop. Almost looks like a Raspberry Pi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's the pink and gray, and there's some other like red and blue, orange. And there's a website you can go to. You can buy the shell and then the stuff for it that goes inside. And it apparently runs better than the...
Well, it looks like a lot of the... the last page you were just on, a lot of the... metrics that we're showing are almost double.
Yeah.
I mean, the CPU is more than double. The GPU is slightly less than double. And the RAM is a little less than double. But I mean, big difference.
Yeah. I just think it's neat that people do stuff like this. And then this one, you can actually go out and buy the shell and then modulate the whole inside of it.
It's cool. They need to, just get the Switch Pro or 2 or whatever they're going to call it out, mm-hmm. though.
And there's someone holding it in his hand. Show you how big it is.
It's definitely a docked item once you do that, though.
Yeah. All right. The next one. Jake Paul has been added to the Undisputed Boxing Game roster. So you can play as Jake Paul.
That game looks like total shit, but it sold super well. It made like the sales list.
Mm-hmm.
The game looks like shit, though.
It does. Jake Paul is going to be in a game, which I thought was just funny. All right, so PUBG's creator has come out and said he's got 3 big games coming soon, and there's just a big open world one, which people are hyped up. It's called Prologue, Go Way Back. It's a single-player open world game, like a survival game, and so people are really, really talking about that. Which, you know, we played PUBG. I mean, it was fun for its moment.
I feel like they've been super ambitious about all the things they could do since PUBG, and I feel like none of them have really happened.
Yeah.
So this doesn't carry much weight with me until I see something.
Until we see an actual release date. Because even a demo, I mean, we've seen games that have demos and they never come out. All right, so the gaming news is done. We're going to go into a little bit of LEGO news real quick, just a recap. I mentioned about the Tudor's Corner coming out. They've actually released it. What it's actually going to look like. So it is that one set, the rumored one with the little dog and
It's a super cool set. Set number 10350. 3,266 pieces and will retail for $229.99.
Yep, I've already got mine on pre-order.
It looks good.
When you buy that, you also can get this. It's the Icon Corner Kiosk. Little bubblegum machine.
Newspaper. Oh, that's legit. They really stepped up their pre-orders and their gift with purchases.
Yeah. So I got two of those record players.
Did you?
Yeah.
They really stepped them up.
I did two different orders. Yeah, I really like this one. I'll be excited to see this because this will definitely go with my city theme when I build this.
That's cool.
All right, now with Christmas coming up, did you ask for any Legos or anything like that?
No, I'm still working on setting up my displays to actually have my Legos out, and so I need to build what I have.
Now, are you going to display them you're going to buy more of the shells to keep them in a glass or plastic casing?
So I set up the first cabinet. I had way more Sackboy and Little Big Planet paraphernalia than I remembered.
Mm.
And so it took three shelves. And then on the bottom, I have my Skylanders display to keep the dust off of it. So it left me with only one free shelf for Lego.
Right.
And so I'll probably need to do just a cabinet of Lego.
Now, you said something about Astrobot. I got an email for the Astrobot pre-order saying, just to let you know, we didn't think about you. We'll be excited to send us like an update.
Oh, for the figure?
Yeah, the Ninbot or whatever.
I probably got that email too. I've gotten really terrible about checking my emails.
Yeah, I got that. And I was like, oh, shit, I forgot. Because I remember you said we just talked about it the other podcast ago. You're talking about your pre-order, and I forgot I even pre-ordered it until I saw the email.
Yeah. I've got three shelves that are nothing. I mean, it's overflowing. I almost can't even see everything with Sackboy things. And some stuff that I didn't even remember that I had. So it's really cool to have it out where it is somewhat visible.
Yeah, when we move, we're moving next month, and should be able to just be able to display more stuff once we move instead of this pile of crap I got behind me just piled up. News, but that's all I got for today. Unless you got anything else.
That's all I got, too.
It'll be a short episode.
It didn't feel short.
I know, but it is. All right. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to contact me, contact me at HoFNShow on the X, or formerly known as Twitter, or Game_Stitch. That was episode 617. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.